just backing out of the garage into the sun. Oh my god, I need my sunglasses. We'll close the garage door here. Hello, Pinkies. This is the Faye driver. Do you think you know where my sunglasses are? Oh, thank goodness. I can see. So, Pinkies, it has been some time since I had an actual proper show. It's also been some time since I've driven you around in this car, I think. I don't know, when were we in the spy car the last time? Who really knows? Life has been kind of hectic here in the world of the Pink Wheel Nuts show. I'm still kind of now just getting life back to normal. Now that all of the visitors are gone, I've also been working quite a bit extra for my employer at work, trying to do some special projects and things. But today we are off on a lame excuse to drive our car. I'm actually going to go do some shopping. So, which way should we go? Which way do we go? Which way do we go? I guess we'll go this way. I have really little to do today. Well, I have a million things to do, but I'm not really interested in doing any of them. So I'm off on, just gonna go for a drive. I just need to get out and have a little drive, people. So I'm going to try and set up some music. I'm going to try and get set up with my podcasting studio. And I'm going to talk about some various things. But right now, I'm just going to turn on some music. And we will... I'll get settled. And I'll come back to you with some topics. CD changer. Hello. CD. Hello.
Takes you at any time to this general help. With options,
help.
The possible command options are read out to you. Cancel.
Oh dear God, people.
Dialogue.
I have to fight with my car. CD changer.
CD changer menu.
Now I have to decide. CD 6. I'm not even sure if I want CD 6, but we'll do our best. I've been playing Laughing Buddha's CD Canadian Invasion number 3 in the Deliverator. This is not what I asked for. This is Vivaldi. Anyway, I've really been enjoying Laughing Buddha's CD Canada Invasion number 3. You've only heard one song, but the CD is fantastic, and I'm keeping it all to myself. So thank you, Laughing Buddha. Okay, I gotta get this music going. Hang on. CD 6. Oh, thank fucking Christ, my God, people. It's like talking to a child sometimes. Okay, you enjoy this while I get settled. Lyle, love it.
Thank you.
hitting every bump on the road. Hope you enjoyed that. A little bit of jazzy tune from Lyle Levin and his large band. So I have to get to the business now, folks. Big Fatty. I was going to phone your show, but I just can't find the time, my friend. I can't find the time. So I'm going to talk to you right now here, mister. You listen to me. My fingers, although they may be sore, were not hurt. That's a reference to some episode some long time ago. I have no idea what that means. My birthday, Mr. Fat, is not in May, although it has been confused for being in April the 3rd, when indeed it is March the 4th. So thank you for wishing me a second birthday in May. I'll just apply it to next year's March birthday. Thank you very much. When I will be 47. Wah. Now, I do have a question for Ask Big Fatty, so cue the music, everybody. All right, Big Fatty, here's my question. This question is actually not for Big Fatty. It is for Poodle McNoodle. So, Poodle, I need your advice. As you know, I'm getting married in July, and I have to select a cake. And I want to know from you, should I go for a traditional matrimonial cake? You know, like the fruit cake, if you'll pardon the pun. Or should we have like a normal white cake with caramel cream cheese frosting? Like, what do you think we should do, Poodle? What kind of cake would you like to have at my wedding? Please let me know. For those of you who are not listening to the to the Big Fatty Show, you can email your suggestion to Pink Wheelnuts, podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com for what kind of cake you think that I should have at the wedding. So as you know, I've been busy. The booze are gone. I've been trying to get my life back to normal. Things have been going pretty good. I'm still have not really turned my attention to the wedding, but I intend to next week. Good thing, interesting things happening with the wedding. We've been trying to get one of the gentlemen from my fire hall, the fireman's chaplain, to officiate our wedding, and it's been difficult. There's been some hurdles and things, and a very cute boy in a little minivan, Honda Odyssey minivan, just drove by. Very nice little slash of white hair on an Asian dark-haired boy. I do love that. I think that looks fantastic. Anyway, cute boys aside, we've been working out trying to get the fireman dude, to do our wedding. Well, folks, things are aligning, and this may very well indeed occur. We had originally worked on just getting a marriage commissioner, but now we're going to have a sort of a much more proper, more religious wedding. More spiritual wedding, shall I say. Excuse me while I just put my car into super race mode and drive like a maniac around this corner here. We are driving the spy car today. It's a big, big, heavy four-door sedan. Oh, give me go. Oh. But it does like to work itself around those corners, pinkies. I love driving this car. It's so funny. It's a lot of fun. Okay, back to normal mode. All right, I'll try to settle down. So we have to meet with the minister, the chaplain, and go over our wedding. We're working on our wedding vows and how many Bible scriptures we're going to have in it and all that kind of stuff. So that is, it's actually kind of exciting. Scotty, the little Aussie battler, you'll be excited to know I'm actually going to get a real good Christian wedding. What do you think of that, mister? The Faye driver who's swearing before God that I promise to be good and to be faithful. Oh dear goodness me. I don't know if this is a good idea, folks. Anyway, so that's what's happening with the wedding. And we've, all the yeses are coming in, and oh my God, it's going to actually happen, people. So I got to spend some effort on my wedding. That's what I'll be doing next week after my next set of days off. So we do have a little bit of sad news that I just want to talk about a little bit. We've lost a friend in the podcasting community, and that is Moose Peas Rabbit, who has passed on. We're going to miss him because he was a loved and cherished member of the Pride 48 family. So I just want to say, folks, have a little thought for Moose P and his family and his friend who's moved on. We are thinking about you, my friend. All right, so I think that's going to be it for this episode, at least for now, because I need to turn my air conditioning on or open up some windows, and I cannot podcast while I do that. So I'll be back to you in a bit after some more adventures occur here on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. This is not Scotty the Little Aussie Battler's podcast. I'm just going to play this song for Moose P. And I'm sorry about the noise, but it's a beautiful, sunny summer day.
And I like to sleep late on sun.
And I'm enjoying the windows open today.
Nobody knows me like my baby. And I like eggs over easy with flour tortillas. Nobody knows me like my baby. Nobody holds me. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows me like my baby. But it was a dream made order south of the border, and nobody knows me like my baby. And she cried, man, how could you do it? And I saw nobody knows me like my baby. Nobody holds me. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows me like my baby. Cream in my coffee. I hate to be alone on Sunday. And nobody knows me like my baby.
Thank you, Buddy Rabbit, and all the little friends in the world. That's it for the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast.